So I want to step into this message right now in Jesus' mighty name. And again, God has spoken here. And tonight's, or this afternoon's opportunity here, I ask you that you would receive this, because it's coming from the heart of Abba today. Amen. He wants to cuddle us. Come on. He wants us to feel his embrace. And when God released that word, that vision that I saw of a mantle over here, it represented the weight or the kabod of God's glory over this ministry. And I could feel this is the first time this has happened. Usually I feel the kabod or the weight in the palms of my hand. And I mentioned that before. It feels like I'm holding billiard balls, you know, that are really weighty, made out of lead. But today I felt the kabod just rest, and I'm not boasting. Some of you may have experienced it as well. I felt the kabod literally just settle across my shoulders. I felt the weight. It wasn't a heavy weight, but the recognition of that weight of his glory resting on my shoulders today. And for whatever intention God has for that, I simply receive it. And if anybody here has experienced the weight of God, just raise your hands right now. Come on. Amen. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hands are going up. Those of you at home, come on. Thumbs up if you received that weight of God's glory upon you. Amen? All right. So we want to open up this. No, it's already open. We want to continue in the service here before opening up the teaching here. And in this stew, God's approach to us is always one that is magnificent. It's just divinely ordered. It's an approach that only a loving Father can come at us with. Amen? And so oftentimes these prophetic words that God puts in us to release to you, again, it comes from Abba's heart to us. And again, if you go back and revisit the messages that we've come forth here on Sunday nights, Sunday afternoons with Apostle Dave, and Sunday afternoons with Pastor Fred, and on Monday nights here, and the guest speakers, you go back and revisit those messages, and you pull on those prophetic words and expect those prophetic words to come to pass in your life. God will honor that. Amen. One of the things that I got this week, too, is from the Holy Spirit is that I better hold on that. I better hold on that. And it has to do with what God gives us, the anointing that he places upon our lives, but also the gifts of the Spirit that are in us. Amen. And he had me back up on this, the explanation would go out is that don't allow flesh and blood to force you to prostitute the anointing that God has pushed on your life. You know why? Because that anointing is holy. And it comes from God. Amen? And it is not to be used for any other purpose except to reveal his love to humanity and to reveal his kingdom in the earth, touching the hearts of his people. Saved or unsaved. Amen? Ooh, he pulled that out nice and smooth. Hallelujah. All right. So here's God's prophetic utterance to us this afternoon. How many are thankful for Thanksgiving? And I don't want to embarrass you, Minister Lamar, but you were here the other day and you were talking about, you were praying into the congregation of how to not only be thankful for Thanksgiving, but be thankful to God every day. Amen. We're to be thankful. We single out this one day of Thanksgiving, what was established in the United States of America. But our thankfulness should be a day of thanking God. But we should be thankful to God every day for the blessings that are put upon our lives. And I would like to top that out with this one thing. All the other things that come up across in our lives, you know, while we're on this earth, we are thankful for God, but we have got to be eternally thankful for that one gift and the gift of his only begotten Son, that through his life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, we are saved. we have eternal life. And when we pass from this earth, we will be in glory. In glory throughout eternity. Here's a prophecy. Somebody's online, you're watching right now, and you've been hit by a spirit of infirmity that's put migraines. I keep hearing migraines. Makaraya, it's been hitting you, especially. It's been progressive over since Halloween and the progression here. It's been increasing. But right now, I declare in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, God has identified that spirit assigned to you, that he right now is establishing work from his throne room glory into your life right now, that spirit be broken off you and that assignment to be destroyed right now in Jesus' mighty name. No more pain, no more discomfort in your mind, and no more use of medication to suppress that spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Can I get a witness in the house? Here's the prophetic utterance for you today, saints. To you, my beloved, you are now in a latter rain teaching of my Holy Spirit. I am preparing you for a former rain outpour that will exhibit breakthroughs in every area of your lives before the return of my son for his bride. Expediting, speeding up, accelerating an infusion of my power that will substantiate, prove the next directive that will be given to you, my bride. Remain steadfast, loyal, faithful, and committed to me in my word, with your dependency, your reliability in me and me alone. Giving you the potential, the quality, with abilities to advance with kingdom understanding. Your reliability cannot be on flesh and blood and what it has to offer you. Your reliability to meet your personal needs must be on me and me alone, says the Spirit of the Lord. Be determined, single-minded, unwavering, without hesitations, yielding, surrendering to each direction given to you from the Holy Spirit himself. The days of advancement for kingdom purpose are before you now. Daily, take account to live in those advancements, purpose for your lives. Daily, live your lives according to my kingdom design, precept upon precept, line upon line, followed by my commands, following my instructions. As the days progress, a greater intensity of my glory will be seen in you and on you. It will be the glory of my son Jesus, his resurrection power, his light shining from you, that the kingdoms of darkness and its kings will not prevail or will not win over you, says the Lord. Through your prayers, fastings, and consecration, you will remain victorious, undefeated, without wavering, no longer compromising to the influences of the enemy. Hold your hearts close to my heart. Do not be overcome by what you see and hear in the natural, the physical realm. The dunamis power of my spirit that abides in you is far greater than the power of the enemy. It is I, the Lord of hosts, who has placed my dunamis power in each one of you, that you too would expedite the building of my kingdom in the earth through miracles, signs, and wonders. I am calling you my people in whom I love unconditionally, to as an altar of consecration, wherefore you are to remain sanctified, blessed, and made holy, set apart unto myself, dedicated and devoted to me with the purpose to which I have called you during this end time move of my spirit operating in the earth. Beloved, allow today's distribution of my anointing, for you cultivate a greater desire to know me, founded on my written word. Take time, separating yourselves from the distractions of the world. As you do, you will become captivated by my presence, developing the same intimacy I have with my beloved Son Jesus and Holy Spirit Himself. To truly know me as I, the great I am, the one and true living God. Can you receive that tonight, saints? Come on, can you receive that word for your lives tonight? If we can go to the screen, saints, my brothers in the faith, our purpose in the services here at Genesis are always to keep our mind focused on the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of darkness. But when the evidence of the Lord speaking to us of things taking place in the spiritual realm that affect us in the physical realm, we have to be attentive to them. Amen? And so I want to stay on a proper balance in the Word of God. So as I'm speaking here today, as this Word is coming forth in the Spirit, I can see the frogs. I can see the works of witchcraft. I see frogs coming forth, as it was revealed in the book of Exodus when God allowed the frogs to come. And those are works of witchcraft. So I'm going to ask you to stand in agreement right now. If you feel any effects of that on you right now, I'm going to ask you to stand up as we pray. That Father, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, those frogs that represent witchcraft that are leaping forward towards the lives of your people right now, I'm asking you to draw a line in the spiritual realm, and that line being the blood of Jesus, that those, the results of those, that witchcraft from those frogs will not cross over the line in the lives of your people in Jesus' mighty name. And I declare, I pray us to prophesy that every work of witchcraft intended to operate in this season, intended for this house, for your beloved people right now, be eradicated, removed, and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they would go back to whence they came and would not fulfill their assignment in the lives of God's people. Can you receive that tonight? Come on, can you receive that tonight? And I don't want to go too much off of this presentation here, but these are the things that God wants us to hear that are taking place. So when they're revealed to you, you won't sit back and just think, oh, it's an imagination. No, it's Holy Spirit Himself operating in you and working through you to reveal these things that are taking place so you, as God's sons and daughters, can take the authority and power that He's given to you and come against those things that are trying to come against you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name. One of many examples. Hallelujah. Okay, to the screen. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Hallelujah. I feel the peace of God in the house. Come on, I feel the shalom of the Holy Spirit in this house today. It's having effect upon those of you that are online as well. That's shalom. And be content knowing that as this season progresses and you're getting ready to step into 2024, God has already planned your year for you. He has already planned your year for you. First Corinthians 2:9. But it is written, I have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things, somebody say the things. The things which God has prepared for them that love Him. As a believer, God. Somebody say God. God. Okay, well, here we go. God has empowered you to be able to gain access to everything His Word has to offer you. Come on, saints. Hear this tonight. As a believer, it is part of your inheritance as heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Word of God says we become born again. Now we become heirs of salvation. We become and given eternal life. We become the seeds of Abraham and the recipients of God's covenant blessings. Romans 8, 17 and Galatians 3, 29. And in 1 Corinthians, stay with us, 1 Corinthians 2, the Word of God says, and I, brethren, this is Paul writing to the church of Corinth, when I came to you, did not come with an excellence of speech or wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything amongst you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And near God, here Paul is speaking. You know, he's endured quite a few things physically, emotionally. He was stoned, he was beaten, and other sufferings that the Word of God talks about. And in that time, too, the Bible says that he spoke of how fear, the spirit of fear, and came upon him, and he would tremble when his mind was under attack. The fiery darts of mental assault, distress, accusations of slander with ridicule, as he refused to be moved or persuaded to teach a doctrine based on human wisdom. Verse 2, it says, I am determined not to cultivate or try to win you over by any other words except Jesus Christ and Him crucified with all the benefits of the cross. And in verse 4, he says, and my speech and my preachings were not persuasive words of human wisdom. Come on, somebody. But in a demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So this progressive work that we've been experiencing here at Genesis and we see taking place in other ministries, in other churches, throughout the nations of the world, this progressive demonstration of God's power. Souls coming into the kingdom of God. Man cannot do that. Amen. Man positions himself to make himself available so souls can come into the kingdom, but man cannot do that. Only the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Come on. Only the Holy Spirit can do these things. What the Apostle Paul was saying, he says, I'm preaching, I'm releasing God's word prophetically under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit from God. Confirming what I preach follows with signs, supernatural signs from heaven, where miracles are the witness to those who receive them and to receive them and see them. What else would be necessary for God to do to prove to humanity that He is the one true and living God? Even when the enemy would come in and try to mask or to replicate what the Holy Spirit is doing, there's only one vital and profound explanation, and that is God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Amen. The same way that He worked in you yesterday, He's going to work in you today, and He's going to work in you tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I feel like I need to get a bucket of water here and throw it out on you to wake you up. I'm looking up, and I see you all dozing off. Is the message that boring? No. Just kidding. Okay. Hallelujah. So we see in the life of Paul and we see in the life of the apostles and then even in the other church, the early church, how God was intentive in moving in and through them, those who had a heart to do what God was asking them to do. And we see the press or we see the encouragement that takes place in lives because of what they experienced on the day of Pentecost. The fulfillment of God's word upon their lives, where the anointing of God came upon them, and all of a sudden there was this distribution of languages that they've never spoke before, all indicating the fulfillment of God's word upon the lives of His people. That in the last days, He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and His sons and daughters would prophesy. My wife's the only one agreeing with me, so that's why I put her in the front row. And the same plan that God had for Paul is the same plan he has for us. That in these methods was that the believers in the early church would utilize the supernatural gift of faith that was imparted into them as a result of their Pentecostal experience. So we want to talk this out today. Please hear this and give permission to the Holy Spirit to activate his power in you, to receive it by revelation of himself. Come on. When God was given this, I'm thinking, man, you know, and again, God is so faithful. You know, I experienced something in these last 2 weeks where something took place, and all of a sudden, after it was over and done with, I saw how faithful God is. How faithful he is every day, every day, every day. That no matter what we encounter, no matter what we choose, even those things that are not of God, when we recognize it and we surrender our hearts to God and ask him to forgive us, he's faithful. He's quick to forgive. Will somebody agree with me tonight? Amen. To receive these things through the supernatural gift of faith from God, that faith provides every believer with the skills and the abilities to function in a realm. Oh, cabreto sandaralaramasi. In a realm that's not of this world. I'm getting ready for the ready. God has prepared every believer with their eyes to see and their ears to hear those things. Yes, those things that God has prepared for them that love him. The things prepared by God. The batos. The mysteries, the deepness of things, the benefits, the goods, and the well-being, those things for such a generation, those things that are a fitting, suitable for such a time as this, those things that are all harmonious, agreeable, those things that are skillful, and those things that are effective and admirable. Those things that are excellent, those things that are complete and efficient in developing the well-being of Christ Jesus in the life of a believer. That's you and I. Come on. There's a progression, a daily development of the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And we've got to allow give the Holy Spirit free rein to do that. Because we're passing through right now. And when those doors of opportunity come to where we're to minister the kingdom of God in the earth to individuals, we got to be ready. Yes. Our hearts have got to be ready. Our minds have to be set by the Spirit of God to do exactly what Jesus would do when he was on this earth. Preparation. Come on. Preparation for this great harvest of souls that are coming into the kingdom of God. The word of God is very specific. Jesus told his disciples, the harvest is ripe, it's ready, it's ready, 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 ready. But my laborers are few. You are the laborers. To escort this generation into the kingdom of God. The well-being of Jesus Christ in the believer. And God was so specific on this. Abba was so direct with Brother Michael today. Not the things that can come from men, but the things that come from God that are freely given. Verse 13 speaks of the spiritual things, the things that of the Spirit of God. This is how the betos, the mysteries, the deep things are revealed to the believer. Verse 13 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And then to speak those things, not in the wisdom of what man teaches, but what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of wisdom teaches. You know, and so I'm just going to share you a moment that I had with a mighty woman of God yesterday when we were listening to Apostle before the service began. We begin talking about how God speaks to us and how important it is for us to hear when God is speaking to us, whether it be a word, a knowledge, or God will put a vision in our mind about an individual so we can see who we're praying for, that when God does that, that is between us and God. Can I get your attention here tonight? And God trusts us by giving us the words of knowledge and putting those visions in our mind, bringing individuals' face into our mind. And he trusts us. And in that trust, he expects us not to violate what he's given us to do. What are you talking about, Brother Michael? That when he gives those things to us, we simply go into our prayer closet and we begin to pray for the individual, whether it be in your native language or in the gift of glossolalia in tongues, we simply begin to pray for that individual and pray and pray and pray until we feel a release within our spirit to stop praying. And then at that point, we go about our Father's business. We don't get on the phone and say, call somebody and say, you know what God showed me about Billy Joe? No, we don't do that. We simply keep what God has given to us between us and God, knowing that as we prayed, according to what God is asking us to pray by the Spirit, that prayer has accomplished what we prayed it to do on behalf of that individual. We've talked often about the tabernacles of God and what it represents, the outer courts and the inner courts and the Holy of Holies. And we tell you by the Spirit of God, this example that God gave us, that in that outer court experience, there's too much activity going on that brings deception. It brings lies, it brings gossip, it brings a variety of other things on those outer courts and causes chaos to take place in the natural realm. Because the moment those words go out of our mouth, I'm going to give you something here very powerful today. Because the moment those words go out of our mouth, they are recognized to the things in heaven, to the things on the earth, and to the things under the earth. That's why God, in James, he tells us, be careful of what comes out of your mouth. Protect the things that come out of your mouth, because the Bible says that God gives us authority. God gives us his authority. Now watch this. He gives us his authority to speak words out of our mouth. Amen? Amen. And the enemy knows the authority that is in those words that come out of our mouth. And so if they're words that are not blessings, if they're words that are cursings, he now has the authority that God has given you to speak that word and to bring that word into effect in the life of an individual. So be careful, saints, in your conversations. Be careful in your dialogue. Be careful in your language when you're conversing with individuals, because the enemy is right there ready to move upon those words that you speak. You get that? The authority that comes out of our mouth, the words that come out of our mouth has divine authority to do exactly what they says that is said. Amen? So we've got to steward our words very well, discipline ourselves very well, that we speak out of our mouths only the blessings of God. Do you get that? Jesus, pray on that if you need more. Because when God gave that to me, I got a hold of it. I went, oh my God. That are we not cautious enough to realize what we're speaking or talking to individuals about? And sometimes, anyway, I'll get off that. Hallelujah. All right. As God said earlier, today we're going to release a power talk so that we can do a power walk. Amen? Amen? To walk away from this sanctuary with a refreshing from the Holy Spirit. And so today we want to pray into this live stream. We've got another prophetic word here. We're going to just move on this. Here's a continuation of what God is speaking to us tonight. Remember what he said. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has for those who love him. To the extension, the addition of kingdom purpose for kingdom living I have given has positioned you to function with kingdom ability. The ability to operate in the supernatural, says the Lord. That through your lives, there would be a demonstration of my power to reach the unsaved. Today, I come with a promotion. This promotion will activate within you a power so strong that no influences, suggestions, or temptations from the kingdoms of darkness through flesh and blood will prevent you, oh God, prevent you from advancing in the operations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in you. Understand, what I am developing in you will bring you to a place of confidence with security in me. Today, the release of this word will have its impact in you, distinguishing the operations of the physical realm from the supernatural realms of my kingdom. I am bringing a turnabout, a 180 degree in your lives where those things that you did not feel proficient in, feel proficient in the gifts of revelation. Oh, somebody help me out. The power gifts, along with the inspirational gift of prophecy and spiritual languages, will come forth in a manner inspired by my Holy Spirit and driven with supernatural power. The confidence, knowing it is I, the Lord of hosts, working in you and working through you. The enhancement, the improvements, and amplifications will be determined by how you take counsel with me. Separating yourselves in those sessions of quietness for intimacy. There you will witness the power of my love towards you to develop an excellent spirit as those sessions are intended for you to grow and develop an excellent spirit, gaining the mysteries of what my kingdom has to offer you as one of my very own, says the Spirit of truth. Can you receive that tonight? In Deuteronomy 11, we see the love and the obedience to Jehovah, how it's rewarded. And from Joel 2:23, it says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain, the early rain, the teaching faithfully, and he will cause the rain, a shower to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month of its season. And we want to step into this as we've been speaking throughout this year, these explanations of God's word to us prophetically, that these seasons are processing us and developing, and that there are many seasons in a believer's life that determine a specific outpouring. Please get this tonight. A specific outpouring of the Holy Spirit to provide them with the necessities to fulfill what God is asking them to do for his kingdom and for their lives. And so here we are witness, to the power of God to bring provision to the people he loves. And can we prophesy to you this afternoon? Yes, Brother Michael. Amen. Yes. See, we want to prophesy this to you, that such an outpouring, saints, hear this, get this in your spirit, such an outpouring is in the atmosphere right now. It's here right now.
a former reign of the Holy Spirit. We see the evidence in this, saints, as souls are flocking the altar of God with repentance. The Holy Spirit has released God's power on the lives of backsliders and the prodigal sons and daughters. And God's word to you tonight is they're coming home. Your prodigal sons and daughters are coming home. And they're coming back to their first love where they encountered Jesus for the first time. This former reign will bring an incredible reign of God's Holy Spirit that we now see operating in the earth. The fulfillment of what was witnessed in the early church is showing itself plainly as the Holy Spirit of God is in and upon his beloved to preach the unwavering word to humanity. Kabus iri brufas erika. Hear this, saints. My God. Mabakasaka. We can't allow church to be as it has been. Come on, hear this. We have to be willing to step into this next advancement for God's kingdom by the Holy Spirit. We've got to. This release here today, this call to action by the Spirit of God is for you to understand that God has called you with his unwavering word to humanity to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaiming, declaring liberty to the captives, opening the prison doors to them who are bound to lies, deceptions, disease, sickness, infirmities, and every spirit of depravity. Saints, it is you who God has anointed for such a time as this. Oh, somebody, you've been chosen by God. Yes. Please, those of you that are online, receive this. Yes. You've been chosen by God. Amen. You've been anointed by God. Yes. You've been called and chosen to be his ambassador in the earth, revealing his kingdom to the lives of everyone who crosses your path. There's no exception to the cause. There's no exception to the purpose. You're called by God to pray and to step into every God-given opportunity to reveal his great gift of salvation to humanity. And to this we say, with all the confidence of God's word that has always been active and is now active in the earth, shall be filled. Come on. I this radiated in my spirit so big this morning. Shakebede protababaka. And with the fulfillment, will we see it in our generation? I say yes. Not as a positive confession. Please hear me. I say yes, that we will see the fulfillment of God's word, that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, just like the waters cover the sea. It can be done. It will be done. We see it. We've experienced in the scriptures. Read Genesis chapter 7. God filled the earth. Yes. Come on. He flooded the earth with his glory. Yes. Oh, somebody in the house. This is evident to the promised word of God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that his sons and daughters would prophesy. The fulfillment of this prophetic release revealed in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, on the day that he chose. He chose Paul to preach. As he preached, he had to have an experience where the power of God was so profound. Oh, my God. Those of you who didn't come here today, Sunday, hallelujah. Those of you that are here today, you're going to step into something tonight. No, you're not hearing this. You're going to step into something profound, something stupid, supernatural today in this house. Paul preached, and he had to have
an experience where the power of God was so profound, so deliberate, and executed by the Holy Spirit himself, that Paul did not preach with enticing words of man's wisdom, but through a demonstration of power. Things have shifted. Things have changed in the church. Come on. And even a greater change is coming forth, to where pastors and apostles and prophets have hesitated to speak directly in the lives of God's people out of fear, because they're going to lose their congregation. They're going to lose their finances. They're going to lose their financial support. So they won't speak what God is asking them to speak. And in the meantime, souls are being turned away from the kingdom of God. Rita can find this same demonstration of power upon Peter in Acts 2:14 as he preached through a demonstration of power, confirming the outpouring of Pentecost, resulting with 3,000 receiving salvation. Saints, there's a power innate in you. There's a power that God has given you on your born-again experience. On that day, God took a little bit of himself and placed himself within you. God, we got a message yesterday, God, in you, God upon you, that wherever you go, you leave a portion of that behind. God in you, God upon you, everywhere you place your soles of your feet, God in you, God upon you.
You know, saints, we're going to wrap this up. There's more here, but we're gonna move into this. We're gonna move into this and step into this today.
Into the very gifts that have laid dormant in you, says the Lord. Today, I release my anointing to bring forth an activation, that through this activation, that unction of my spirit in you would cause you to step out into those places that I have asked you to step out before and you have not. Tonight, this activation will provoke you and inspire you to put aside the doubt and the unbelief of what the enemy is intending to do. And by this activation, as you step into this, that activation will bring about a divine move of my spirit. To operate in you and through you, says the Lord. And right now in this prophecy, as you're sitting here, those of you that are at home, as you're sitting here, I see angels that have been dispensed into this sanctuary tonight. And I see them with a gift in their hand. And I see them placing it upon your lap, putting it into your lap. And God's saying, what you do with this gift is up to you. This is my offer to you this day, says the Lord. That as you receive this gift, you will be enabled to step into this, to step into this realm of the supernatural with my gifts activated in you. To pray souls into my kingdom, to lay hands upon the sick that they would recover, and to set the captives free, says the Spirit of the living God. My head is buzzing, oh my God. To you, my beloved, you are in a latter rain teaching of my Spirit. I'm preparing you for a former rain outpour that will exhibit breakthroughs in every area of your lives before the return of my son for his bride. Remain steadfast, loyal, faithful, and committed to me in my word. Let your dependency be on me and not on your own, says the Lord. As the days progress and darkness comes greater with intensity, so will be my light shining through that darkness, and you will prevail. You will remain victorious, undefeated, without wavering, no compromising for my words and for the intentions I give them to you. Hold your heart close to my heart. Do not be overcome by what you see and hear in the natural. The power of my spirit is far greater than the power of the enemy. And I have placed my power, that dunamis power, in each of you, that you too would expedite, not only in word, but in the same demonstration of power imparted into the early church. I am calling you, my beloved, in whom I love, to a place of consecration where you will remain sanctified, blessed, and made holy, set apart unto myself, dedicated and devoted to me with the purpose to which I have called you and sanctified and anointed you, says the Spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the release. And those who have sacrificed this afternoon to come here into your sanctuary to hear through these lips of clay what you have desired for them. Holy Spirit, we give you permission right now to take every word that has been spoken. We acknowledge him as a seed being planted into fertile soil, our spirit man, that in the cultivation, those seeds would germinate and produce the fruit of its kind, bearing its fruit in the likeness of your Son in us and through us. And all of God's people say, amen, 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 and amen. If you receive that today, give God praise in the house.